Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
That's like when me and DV got caught on that boat in Deep Creek Lake.
Right.
And they're like, and literally, he's sitting on the steering column, right? And we're under 21, and they're like, well, whose boat is this? They're like, it's not ours. Whose beer cans are those? Not ours. Now, we weren't drinking.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Obviously, you still shouldn't have a bunch of empty cans on a boat.
Sure.
And then same kind of thing. They're like, well, your registration's wrong. And it's like, I don't know. But same that we were like, look, it's our buddy's parents' house. They left. We took the boat out. And then the one cop's kind of like, you don't even know how to, or that's what it was. He goes, where's your license? I said, here you go. And he's like, boating license. I go, you need one? And he's like, oh my God. And then he's like, do you guys know how to drive this boat? I was like, I think I got the handle of it. And they're like, we got to give you a ticket, but we're going to follow you back to the dock just to make sure, right? And I was dipping at the time, like, you need a dip? He's like, no. And I'm like, all right, man, I got it. Narrator voice, did not have it.
Oh,
they
no.
They had to, like, throw us rope and help. I couldn't park that pontoon boat. I mean, it was, but same thing, like, they had us dead in the rights if you wanted. But again,
they were like,
I was
you're
just
so
like,
stupid. Like,
right,
Jesus
like,
Christ.
You guys can't be this dumb.
It's like, yes, I
you
can.
You need one? Yeah, right? I was just like, oh, here you go. Not to mention, DB was sitting on the steering column and points at me. Who's driving this thing?
Oh, man. Jesus.
I was like, you bastard. But yeah, I mean, the day before, there had been four underage teenagers on this boat, so there's just a pile of cans. Yeah.
Being stupid works your advantage sometimes.
Maybe they just get frustrated enough where it's like, God damn, all right, I believe you.
You are sad.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Fred. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hey, first time caller.
Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got detained by the police because they said that I robbed the Chase Bank.
Why did they think you robbed the Chase Bank?
I have no idea. I was on my way back to the service yard during lunch for a birthday party, and I stopped at the Safeway down the street from the bank, and I walked in, and there was two cops in the store, and they started eyeballing me. And I'm like, what the hell? What's going on? So I get past the cashier stand where there was no people, and they jet right through and grab me and said, who are you? What are you doing? I said, I'm just came in for a Coke. And the guy gets on the radio and he goes, yeah, we got him. He's got the sweatshirt, the blue jeans, and the boots. We got him right here. I'm like, whatever you're thinking, you don't got him.
I just want a Coke.
The wrong guy. And so the cop goes, no, we got you. We know who you are. You just robbed the bank. I go, no way. I go, I got a vehicle, a company vehicle out in the parking lot. We can go out and I'll show you. And they're like, no, we don't believe that. So the cop gets on the radio and he calls somebody and says, bring the teller over to identify him. So I'm standing there and I'm telling him, you guys are wasting your time. I'm not the guy. So the lady shows up, and she's got, like, these Coke bottle glasses on.
Oh, no. You're dealing with bubbles.
And I'm like 25 feet away from her, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. Right. I'm going to go to jail. And she looks at me, takes off her glasses.
Great.
And I'm thinking, oh, no, that's even worse. And she looks at me and goes, no, that's not him. And they just let go of me, and they walked off, and I'm like, where's the apology?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I would be impressed if I robbed a bank. My brother, I wish I could tell you I successfully robbed a bank. But I was in a bank once. I was working at Chi Chi's, and it's, what do you call it when you go to the business line, but like they give you the change to change over to whatever.
Oh,
So they gave me the deposit, no big deal, and there's maybe 20 people in the bank, kind of a busy spot, and I'm waiting in the business line, and four cops come running in, okay? So they come running in, no guns are drawn or anything, but they look a little frantic, and all of us in line just kind of looking at each other, the teller's looking at them, and the female cop, I remember, I've just never heard this question, and it seemed ridiculous. She's like, is this bank being robbed right now? So now everyone in the bank is like, well, we don't know. You know, then the tellers are looking at each other like, are you being robbed? They're like, no, I'm not being, are you being robbed? And everyone's like, we don't think so. So they're like, crap. And then they left. And we're like, what was that, man?
I would say another example of being dumb at the liquor store, because it was a liquor store and a bar.
Humble brags from us.
Yeah, so my boss gives me a bag full of thousands of dollars. He goes, go to this bank, get change. Go to the bank, waiting in line, and I'm just holding a brown bag. So they're already kind of eyeballing me, and then I go up there and say, hey, I need to make some change. We got an account here. And they're like, all right. They're looking it up. Like, I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I just start dumping out thousands, just rolled up. And I'm like, I need this, this, and this. And the guy's like, we usually charge a fee, but I guess I'll give you like the quarters and everything. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
But just give me the change. Get back to the liquor store. I go, man, they're really weird in that bank. He goes, what bank did you go to? I said, same thing. You're at the wrong bank.
Oh, damn, man.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, a case of quarters is much heavier than you think it is.
It is super heavy.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right, time for all your guesses as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories, try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out, and we just lost them, didn't we?
We did.
You guys are going to play amongst yourselves. So, the categories today, we have the best winter vacation destinations for warm weather lovers. If you want to get out of here and go someplace warm, it's also affordable and fun. These are the top 10 cities to do that. I also have it broken down by state, if that'll help you guys out. Also, we have the most fun cities in America. This was just released today from a while ago. They compared more than 180 U.S. cities across 65 key metrics, ranging from fitness clubs per capita. I don't know how that's fun.
Super fun.
Yeah.
To movie costs, to the average business hours of breweries. All kinds of different stuff.
Is fun.
How late bars stay open.
That is fun.
Live venues, all those different things. So where do you guys want to go? Do you guys want to go the funnest cities in America or the best destinations for warm weather lovers?
Ted, I would say go fun, because while I don't think Denver's fun, you thought Denver was fun, we know that Denver's on the list. So clearly you have tapped into something I just don't understand.
All right. I'll give you some of the stats real quick.
All right.
Las Vegas, Nevada has the most restaurants per square foot and route of any population in the United States.
I believe that.
Which is 21% higher than Pearl City, Hawaii.
Of course.
The city with the lowest. Still can't figure that town out. I got to go. Just to go, like, why does this place get such a bad rap?
All the time.
Well, again, you don't want to. It sucks that it's a realistic thing. It's like generally there's a major base around.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best part of where you want to be.
San Francisco, Boston, Jersey City, and Columbia, Maryland. They have the highest share of the population with walkable park access, which is higher than Fayetteville, North Carolina, the city with the lowest. Las Vegas, believe it or not, this is crazy, has the most playgrounds per square root of population.
Do they mean for adults and children or just children?
Just children, which is 24 times more than Gilbert, Arizona, the city with the least.
Isn't that a retirement community?
I know Mesquite is, but I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. San Francisco has the most dance clubs per square root of population,
yep,
which is 75% times higher than Henderson, Nevada, with the fewest. And finally, Corpus Christi, Texas, they have the lowest movie cost, which is lower than the two highest. That would be Los Angeles and Long Beach, California. So some of the metrics there, but these are the top 20 most fun cities in America. You guys get 10. We'll call it a day. I'm giving you no clues based on the fact that the category is going to have 20 possible.
Do we get Denver?
Yes, number 12, Ted. Denver, Colorado, number 12 on the list.
I'd say New York City.
New York City's number 14 on the list.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
I've always had a good time.
New York. Yeah, me too.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is number one. That, as they say, is the funnest city in America, and I think it's earned that title.
It's earned. I cannot believe you said Nashville is not on this list.
Nashville's not on the list.
Wow.
That's not in the top 20.
How about New Orleans?
New Orleans, number five.
All right.
Okay. You guys have gotten to 4 out of the 10. I'm going to make you keep going, though.
Now, Ted, I was going to say D.C. Didn't that qualify as
what was it again? Fitness clubs?
Oh, there's 65 metrics on it.
Right. I mean, you got parks. You definitely have fitness clubs. You got a lot of bars.
Restaurants.
Ton of restaurants.
Nightlife.
Yeah. We'll go with D.C.
D.C.
Number 19.
All right. Barely. So we got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Snuck one in.
Miami.
Number 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
No strikes. You guys have got 6 out of the 20.
It's got to be something in the Midwest, right?
And we got Denver.
Like Chicago.
Ooh, Chicago is strong. What do you think? Austin?
I love Austin, but Nashville not being on there scares me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's go Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois, number 11.
All right.
Some of these you're not going to believe.
All right. Now, what about a play? It's not my speed, but Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah.
Oh, number 4.
Yeah, he did say Lemon Pepper.
He did say that, yep.
Think about amusement.
So, L.A., Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. Number 2. Got the top 5, New Orleans, Atlanta, Miami, Orlando, Vegas.
Say what you want about Orlando, but the prices are ridiculous and everything else, but you've been down there. Like, it is a paradise for kids.
But the prices are ridiculous at the parks. Once you're not at the park, Orlando is dirt cheap. At least by the standards of Seattle, it's dirt cheap.
I will say this, Universal, if you've never been to Universal Studios, I know you're a Disney apologist, but I'm telling you,
Universal has better rides.
Very good for adults.
Yeah.
More so.
And a lot of those hotels are just massive.
They are incredibly massive.
Like pools, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Going back to amusement, Six Flags, where did that start out at?
I mean, you could put Houston in there. Oh, Houston. Right?
Houston, number 6.
Houston, do not know how that's on there.
Yep. These are the funnest cities in America.
And do we go with like Anaheim or L.A. like you were saying?
Probably L.A. in general.
Right.
And Anaheim part of L.A.
Or I think so. I think it's like that.
You want to go to Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Number 17.
All right.
Mike, you were just in one of these cities not too long ago.
Tampa.
Tampa 16.
All right.
Now, what was fun about Tampa? I know Hooters started there. I know it's on the water. It's a beautiful city, but what else?
They had a really nice river walk out there. You know, I was kind of condensed to this one particular location within the city, but they've got a lot of bars that are out there, a lot of restaurants and whatnot.
Sure. So. There's also a Busch Gardens, Tampa. I'm pretty sure.
There is.
Yep.
So you know, one of the things that helps, like when you're in Florida, not Jacksonville, but all those other places, man. Sorry, man, but I think you'll agree.
Well, Jacksonville is deep Georgia.
It is deep Georgia. Because it's so hot that there's just a lot of outdoor dining and there's a lot of outdoor bar culture. So even if the restaurants and bars aren't that exciting itself, just the value it adds to street life, right? So you walk down to think you're having a good time, you haven't actually done anything.
And it's the week before Thanksgiving and I'm out there in shorts. It's nice and sunshine outside. They've got every major sport, I think.
Yeah.
They got the Tampa Bay Lightning. They got the Tampa Bay Bucks. They got the Tampa
Rays.
They have basketball?
No.
They don't, but
Orlando does.
All right.
Which is like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
All right, this...
What do you think, San Francisco?
Let's go San Fran.
Number 7.
All right.
This city has the highest population of adult entertainment in the United States per capita.
Portland.
Portland, number 9.
Damn, Ted.
Well...
I didn't even act like you were thinking about it.
Well, it's a well-known stat for some of us. Yeah.
For some of us.
And Portland, I will say, Portland has a lot of cool stuff down there, too.
It does. It does, for sure.
Ted, one of the cities you've been to lately.
It is Austin.
It is Austin, number 8.
Nice. Austin has a lot of great parks.
Is it
too.
The entertainment fun city you expect?
It's awesome. And 6 runs all the way through the city. So you could be like, my buddy lives on West 6. Dirty 6 is like where all the college students are.
Right.
West 6 is great. And then even over in East Austin, there's still like.
Is it walkable?
I think it depends where
you plant
your flag. Like, yeah. Wherever you end up in Austin, there's a lot of things that are walkable, but you can't really get to everything in Austin.
Well, right, like Friday night, we just stayed in East Austin. We could walk around, but to get over to, like, West 6, right. It's the other side of town.
You guys are getting 15 out of the 20, no strikes.
Damn.
Now's where it gets hard.
All right, so I'm just looking at some of the comments on YouTube. I like one guy says, and it makes complete sense, Branson, Missouri.
Oh, you know what? That's not a bad guess. I mean, but if Nashville's not on the list.
No. That's a good point.
How about just something random like Minnesota?
Well, what city?
St. Paul?
Minneapolis?
Or Minneapolis. Sorry. Jesus.
Not on the list.
Or like St. Louis.
St. Louis, number 13.
There we go.
Really?
Yep. Is that fun, Ted? I've never been there.
St. Louis, I mean,
it's got its own charm.
It does.
All right, that's fair.
It's got the
fair
arch assessment. And everything.
It's got good Budweiser out there.
It's also got the, it does have good barbecue, it's good food, and it also has the second largest Mardi Gras outside of New Orleans.
Hmm. Huh. Okay.
What about Boston?
Boston is not fun.
Oh.
I think they're too mad. Here are your results.
You're not having fun today, okay?
It's not doing it.
One's pretty close to us.
Pretty close
besides
to
Portland.
Us.
Yeah.
Tacoma.
No, not Tacoma.
Pretty close.
I have a good time in Tacoma, though.
Seattle.
Seattle's number 20.
All right.
Speaking of Tacoma, big shout out real quick to Josh at the Verizon store at Tacoma Mall. He hooked me up yesterday with a brand new phone.
Hey, they got good
Saturday,
folks down there.
Thank you. One would be west of here.
Ooh, Honolulu?
Honolulu, oh, 18.
Right. Damn.
One more in Florida. This is kind of near the Miami area.
Fort Lauderdale?
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, to me, it's all the same. I know it's a different place.
And believe it or not, number 10 on the list you guys didn't get is in the state of Ohio.
Cincinnati.
Cleveland?
You gotta guess Cincinnati?
No, hang on.
Where's the big...
There's Columbus, there's Akron, which is just...
But where's the amusement park? Where's Cedar...
Cincinnati's got the the aquarium.
Sandusky? No. Where is Cedar Point?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
It's up near northwest Pennsylvania, like Erie kind of area, so they have all that
it's
stuff.
It's gotta be Cincinnati or Cleveland.
It's gotta be one of those two.
Cleveland, I don't know, man. Honestly, I think it's Cincinnati.
But Cleveland sucks, so maybe it's fun.
But Cleveland's got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too.
Cleveland...
It's Cincinnati.
It's what?
Yeah. Here's your top 20 most fun cities in America, according to WalletHub. Seattle, Washington at 20. D.C. 19. Honolulu's 18. 17. L.A. Tampa 16. 15. Fort Lauderdale. New York 14. 13 is St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri.
12. Denver. 11. Chicago. Cincinnati above Chicago at 10.
We need Portland to go.
At number 9. Austin, Texas, 8, 7, San Francisco, Houston, 6, New Orleans, 5, Atlanta, 4, Miami, 3, Orlando, 2, and your number one most fun city in America, that would be Las Vegas, Nevada.
There you go.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Back to being in your daily life. Do you have people that you know that obviously know your officers, but they're probably up to no good a little bit some of the time. As far as those friends, family members, acquaintances, you know, do they think they're pulling one over on you guys, or do they, you know what I'm saying, as far as like, oh, they'll never know I messed up.
Yeah, cannabis has that effect. cannabis,
like right now, actually,
yeah, you know you're high, and you're trying your darndest to not show me that you're high. Now, somebody who...
I'm not even thinking about it, man. Honestly, I'm just like, hey, I'm high, and it's understood.
Somebody on a stimulant, your cocaine, your meth, they know they're high, but they're trying... They think you can tell, so they're doing their best not to do
right.
this. You know, do a, right. you know, the twitchy fingers, the scratching of the arms, the grinding of the teeth. They have these incredible jaw muscles.
Right.
The definition yeah. in the jaw muscles are incredible. So...
Sometimes, I mean, I hate to say this. Like, sometimes I feel like you can just look at people.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, that guy looks like he's on meth.
Certainly. Yes, yes.
Mine is either acid or mushrooms. The times that I've done that in my life, I feel like I got to call my mom. She's
really?
Gonna know, like, no, seriously. I tell everybody. because I have this expectation that everyone knows that I'm tripping.
So why would you call your mother then if because she's the only one who doesn't know?
Because I want to tell her I love her.
Like, sorry, Bob.
You never want to call your mom voluntarily. When they call you, you go, "Ah, oh, man, what does she want?"
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get scared when my cousin.
Exactly. Like, what the hell's going on?
If my mom's listening, I do want to call her voluntarily. I'm not yeah.
Exactly.
I'm still just looking at this drug chart.
Like, I know,
no,
it's unbelievable.
Kidding, huh?
Yeah. All right, these are things to look out yeah. for.
Well, I mean, you know about pupils and everything, sure. but it is funny. Like, obviously, I go to festivals. You can tell when somebody's got saucers. Like, sure. all right, they're on something.
But just, muscle we, tone, all of it, man.
Yeah,
just
the
reading
way it affects
through that.
Other
like,
stuff.
The MDMA, your yeah. ecstasy, big pupils. Mushrooms, big pupils.
Ironically enough, we have the shot of the day coming up. But I would like to take at least one or two of these tests right now, if we could. Yeah. Just to see. I'm there.
I thought you're not fooling anyone.
I know.
And we can tell, Miles.
I want to try the physical one.
He looks okay. nervous to me. I'm not even a cop.
He does. Yeah. Miles is twitching. Like, just test me. Yeah, I got this.
All right, what's first? All right, first one, we'll have you stand just with your feet together.
Okay. Standing okay. with his
heels
feet together.
Heels and toes touch, and hands flat at your side.
Flat at your side.
Stay like this until I tell you to begin. Now, before I tell you begin, I'm going to have you tilt your head back like this. Not yet. And I'm going to tell you to close your eyes. I'm going to give you the command of begin. After I say the word begin, once you believe 30 seconds has passed, I want you to open up your eyes, tilt your head forward, and say stop. Okay. Do you understand? Yep. All right, go ahead, tilt your head back.
Like you did with your uncle.
Close your eyes.
I have to
begin.
I have to make some sort of a noise just because after a certain amount of time goes by, an alarm goes off, and somebody's going to get mad, and they're going to give me a phone call saying, hey, why do we have dead air over the deal?
You're all right.
Miles just got a little bit dizzy over there, so he's gotta keep it together. Is that as far back as your head goes, Miles?
Scoliosis.
Oh yeah, true enough. My bad.
Call the man out, man.
Okay, I think it's okay. How long was that? I think 28 seconds. How long did I ask you to estimate? 30. So why'd you say stop at 20? Well, this is a common stopped, question we get. Yeah. When I went like this. Okay. No, I did. I kept it going. Okay. All right. So that was actually 23 seconds. Damn it.
So what we do when we're out there, our metric is plus or minus 5 seconds.
All right. This.
Somebody who is 24 seconds or faster or 36 seconds or slower, we're really looking at as this person has an impaired ability to judge time. Also, as I'm looking at him, I can see eyelid tremors, kind of body tremors as well. If you saw that sway and he almost kind of fell over.
Because when I close my eyes, I get dizzy.
Because you're high.
Yeah. And so that's the reason why we put you in that position.
It's like they designed it this way, Miles.
Okay, so my thing is when the first question you asked Miles was, how long do you think that was? And all I could just say 30. I don't care if you thought it was four days. Bro, say 30 because literally I have interacted with police before. Just say 30.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's what he asked you.
I had this literally just last week. I said, how long was that? And the lady, she was extremely impaired on a CNS depressant. She was like, 35 years.
Or
35 minutes. And I'm like,
that was only 7 seconds.
I'm like, how long? She's 35 seconds. I'm like, okay, how long did I ask you to ask me? She's like, 30. So why'd you do 35? I don't know. I just did.
Because you're high.
Yeah.
Because
she wasn't even close either. So it was like,
I'm trying to gauge it.
You want to do the next finger to nose? Okay. So, all right. For this one, go ahead and stand with your feet, heels and toes touching again. I want you to make a fist and point your index finger out like this. And then hands down by your side. With your fingers still pointed out. Yeah. So just like this. Look at me right here.
Get in the car, Miles.
Yeah. All right, so stay like this till I tell you to begin. I'm going to get you in that same position as before, head tilted back, eyes closed. Not yet. And then I'm going to give you a command of either left or right. If I say left, you're going to bring your left hand up in front of your face, touch the tip of your finger to the tip of your nose, and then bring that hand back down.
You got a big nose. Command of right.
Tip right here of your fingers. This is your tip. That's your pad. Tip of your finger to tip of your nose. So tilt your head back, close your eyes. Left.
Smashed it.
Right.
I have a huge nose.
Smashed it.
Left.
No, I still can't hear
you. Right.
Feel body tremors.
Right.
And that's called out the body tremors.
Left.
Well, I can see his eyes tremoring too.
Okay, go ahead and relax.
I can see it. He's blinking.
I got a big nose. It's still hard to lean back.
But I see what they're talking about. Like, you're blinking with your eyes closed.
Yes. Yeah. Those are those eyelid tremors.
That's the tremors, yeah.
So that's exactly that. So as you can see during that one, first one, just kind of jammed and missed his nose. Again, like we're asking them the tip of the finger to the tip of the nose. And then on the fifth command, which is right after a right command, his left hand went like this before his right hand came back up. So again, it's just judging all that, keeping it kind of slow and simple. Again, difficult to do.
All right. Okay. That makes sense. You did great, Miles.
Thanks, man.
All right. John, Jake,
difficult
we appreciate
to do
it.
Impaired.
That's right. The green DUI patrols start tomorrow all the way through the new year.
Correct.
Somebody just said he's already not listening. They're commenting on
exactly. The whole point of this is don't drive impaired.
Correct.
Exactly. I just want to get that out there one more time. Don't try to beat the
test. Don't
make
risk
a
it.
Plan.
Yeah. We appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Yep. Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes now. Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Miles, you're right. A couple months ago, we got a big box of stuff from our buddy Luke down in Australia. Shout out to my guy Aaron down there in Melbourne as well. He says, hola, bitches. G'day. C-words. Basically, he says, I've been listening for 10 to 12 years. Still look forward to it every day. Put in a bunch of snacks in here for us to try. And then I think originally we were talking about chicken salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So chicken salt, from what I could tell, one of them broke in the bag, so I dipped my finger in it. But it's just like a seasoning salt,
if you will. Let me try it, man. I still haven't tried it yet.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't either.
You got to take the safety top off.
Yeah, I'll get that.
It is very salty, but I think if you made some fries at home or something, that would have to be good on there.
Wow, it's like dust, man.
Yeah, I would go easy. Put a little in your.
I'm snorting it.
In your hand in there. Yeah, get your... But Luke, thanks so much, man. So some of the stuff he sent us.
Whoa! Oh shoot!
Well, it is salty.
Dumped out a ton. Whoops!
Oh, just dude, honestly, just put your other pinky in and dip it, and then I would throw the rest of it out. It's a seasoning salt, so it's very salty.
It's good though, man.
But you can imagine, right, on French fries or anything, fish and chips. Miles, earlier today, you were asking a little about traditional Australian food. It's pretty much English meat pies. But then kangaroo meat, make it in there, sausage rolls, like all that kind of stuff. But these are specifically Australian snacks.
Okay.
All right. So first, we're going to you want to start with the good flavors or
I'll
questionable
start with wherever
flavors?
You want to go.
All right. So these are called shapes. All right. They're technically a, I believe they call it a biscuit, but it's basically what we would call a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
They call them flavored biscuits.
Here's something that you should know, Ted. No artificial colors or flavors. No artificial preservatives.
Right. So Shapes Originals, pizza flavored. Their whole thing is you can see the seasoning.
Okay.
On the little chip right there, which mm-hmm. you can. Go ahead.
No.
Those are quite delicious. I tried one during the break.
Okay.
Mike, would you like one?
Sure.
You're going to have to come over and get it. I can't leave my microphone.
Shapes.
What do you think, Miles? I mean, it tastes like pizza.
Taking a while.
Oh.
I can taste the pizza at the end.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I would demolish a box of these. Without a doubt.
I can see dipping that in like hummus.
Yeah, I mean, or just eating them on their own.
Yeah,
that's now, solid. Now, the other flavor
is solid.
Right? So these are pretty standard, right? We went pizza. Again, we're trying Australian foods. These are shapes. Now, the next one is barbecue. All right? Flavors we know. Again, I'll show that. You can see the flavor on the chip.
Hmm. Barbecue.
Yeah, trying to describe these, right? They call them biscuits, but it's definitely like a cracker.
It's a cracker. Yeah, it's straight up cracker, man. Talking to you, punk.
Again,
no.
You can taste the barbecue flavor.
Not bad. Not overpowering, which I appreciate. No.
I would also say, in our country, some of our barbecues and sauces tend to be way too sweet.
Yeah.
So that's a very light one. Now, we don't eat a ton of meat pies in this country. I know there's an Australian meat pie company down in Burien that I'm always trying to get into.
Okay.
So this one of shapes is classic meat pie.
Classic meat pie. Man, that's a very wide umbrella there.
It is. It's also weird since we don't eat meat pies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive what the flavor should be.
Right. Is it lamb? Is it beef? Mm-hmm. Is it pork?
Also says 4 and 20 on the front, so I think they got their audience.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow. Mm. That is different.
That good or bad?
I mean, it's going to hit you with the meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
It almost tastes like dry gravy.
Yeah.
That probably is my least favorite so far.
I don't like these.
No.
I'll be honest with you, it startled me, but I kind
of
like it.
Yeah, it took me aback.
It honestly reminds me of those pork brains and milk we had.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm not happy about that. I'm
Mike,
you're
out on the meat pie, too?
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
No. Mm. All right, now this is the one that's been scaring me. I've been looking at it. First of all, it's in a black box, so you know it's dangerous. The other ones are just in like red and green boxes. Mm. This is Vegemite and cheese. By the way... Again, they really want you to know they don't fry them. I'm not too excited about this one.
No. Yeah, they're all baked.
They're all baked.
Mm-hmm. And as natural as it can be. Mm. All right. I've never had Vegemite, so I have no idea what the base flavor is supposed to taste like.
If it tastes terrible, they got it right. Ted, your face.
I'm just scared to try it. Oh, my name tag fell off.
I'm sorry, we know who you are.
I don't like it, but it's better than that meat pie one, man. I think.
Yeah.
It's just kind of dry and yeasty, but I would eat that over the meat pie any day of the week.
I don't know if I had tasted the Vegemite. I don't even know if I'm sure what that is.
I think you'd have to like have had Vegemite with cheese before to get that one.
Ooh, I think the beef was the worst. The beef,
Really?
The meat pie?
The meat pie.
Yeah, dude, that was not good.
Well, one of these days, I'll go get some meat pies, and we'll actually try one, too. But, you know... If you're ever in England or anything, that's a massive thing, right? Pies.
And I do get the flavor on the meat pie. Like, look, if you're trying to simulate meat, that is what it's going to taste like if it's fake on a cracker. But it's a flavor that you don't need to do that one.
And pies also, right? Like, I'm going to go to Europe this summer, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little, my own personal tour of meat pies, sausage rolls, and spice bags. But meat pies, if you go to like a soccer, anything in Europe or whatever, like especially England, that's like their hot dog.
Yeah.
They sell them at all the stadiums, this and that. I mean, hell, they sell them at Sounders games.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into some sweet snacks. Again, we're reviewing some snacks that Luke sent us from Australia. First, we'll start with the original Tim Tam.
I've had the Tim Tams.
All right.
And these I enjoyed the Tim Tams, yeah.
Tim Tams are great. Again, here's where they throw me off, because I think this is also considered a biscuit. There's 11 biscuits in here.
A cookie, right? Yeah.
But it's a cookie. But that cracker we just had was also
a biscuit.
A biscuit.
Huh. Oh, come on, Australia. Make up your mind.
All right.
And then they call their chips crisps.
Crisps, yeah.
But also chips can be fries. French fries.
It's nice and light.
So that's the Tim Tam, right, it's like two crackers with like a what kind of a chocolate fudgy thing in the middle. Now.
Chocolate fudgy thing.
One, Aaron used to send us a bunch of different ones. Now, yeah. Aaron, I'm not calling you out, bud, mate. But this one is Tim Tam Deluxe Salted Caramel Brownie.
Oh, man.
Brownie.
Yep.
Now you're in my ballpark.
My buddy Damo plays Australian rules football here in America, so he's been to Australia a few times. And I remember he showed up one day to my house, and he's like, you have Tim Tams? And I lost his mind. I was like, yeah, all right.
Did he eat them all?
He ate a fair amount, but he was the first person that had ever shown up. Usually you got to kind of sell people, like, try
explain
this.
Explain what it is, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, I feel rich even getting one of these out. Tim Tam Deluxes.
Okay. This is the deluxe version. Salted. All right, here we go.
Good?
Is, oh, my God.
That is absolutely delicious.
That's great. Wow. Oh, man. Why would you buy a regular Tim Tam?
I wouldn't. Wow.
Damn.
I wouldn't even take those home.
Salted caramel brownie.
Good God.
We got to leave those in the office because I would eat that entire thing tonight.
Yeah. So you just want me to eat them is what you're saying. You know, if you leave them in as always, I'm eating.
I know. Oh, I don't need to go home and eat six of those things. Mm-mm-mm. But God damn, that's
so far, what I will say about Australia, at least with these snack foods, the flavor they say you're going to get is pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Whether that's fortunate or unfortunate, depending how you feel about Vegemite and meat pies, but they nail it. There's no BS with it.
Now, this one you could split. This is a Cadbury Dairy Milk, a little shape. He's Freddo.
A little shape?
Well, it's like a little frog.
It's okay. We're eating a frog?
Here. Hang on. That might be our caramel one. Try this one. This is the plain.
Yeah, it's smoked chocolate. Yeah, same difference.
It is, but you'll notice that their chocolate, to me, European chocolate and Australian chocolate is not nearly as sweet as like our American milk chocolate.
That's what you hear from anyone that visits the U.S. They're like, man, your chocolate's sweet. And it's like, but that's what we like, man. We like sweet.
It is. And remember, years ago, really, the Swiss were the only ones doing chocolate. Mr. Hershey's made $1 million in caramel, went over to Switzerland, got the recipe, but he was missing something, and there happened to be a dairy farm nearby.
Okay.
So that's basically how he invents what we know as milk chocolate.
Hmm. Not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad.
Do you think it's any, like, not quite as sweet as ours?
It's not as sweet, but it's...
It tastes like milk chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, so this one is a Cadbury Dairy Milk Caramello Koala.
Okay.
So basically, it's in the shape of a koala bear, but I think he's got caramel on the inside.
Not the shape of Carmelo Anthony.
It's not. I'm going to bite his head off.
Well, yeah.
Damn, you savage.
I mean, that's quite delicious.
Caramel. Yeah.
Very delicious.
Hey, yeah. You know, Mike, I just tossed you one.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Carmelo koala.
And I don't know if it's good or bad because it's not as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you could eat more of it.
There you go, Ted.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes when you're eating milk chocolate, it just gets so rich.
It does.
Right? And what's like white chocolate? It's not even really chocolate,
Jason,
right?
Williams.
Right. It's just kind of like sugar and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good.
All right. So what's our ruling? We like the shapes, mm-hmm. The Australian crackers.
I think
the original flavor, that pizza flavor, is my favorite.
I think barbecue on the crisps.
And I could do pizza or the barbecue.
The salted caramel brownie on the Tim Tams.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Without a doubt.
And I'm sure if you look around, there's, you know, what are those stores that sell exotic stuff?
Cost Plus
or something. You could probably find some Tim Tams, but trust me, man, you want to impress people around the holidays and you're not a big baker, find some Tim Tams or something else.
You could probably get them off Amazon. I mean, everything else is
and
there.
Get the salted caramel brownie Tim Tams. You're welcome.
Deluxe. That is deluxe. That's, hey,
that's fantastic.
It's Tim Tam Deluxe, man. Put some respect on it.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout out to Dave's coming up at 5:08. You are listening to the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country,
hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Men's Room.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Gave us Big W, 206-803. Right.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola. Nathan, are you sober or not sober?
It was Colonel Mustard in the billiard room with the coat rack.
Yeah. All right. Sober. Nathan, pick one to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Oh, blue. See, now I'm starting to like at least this part of the song. I don't want to hear any more of the song.
Just that part.
It's almost like he was high.
No.
I got the Quaalude for
Elvis
Christmas.
Didn't do drugs. Remember, he was very clear about that.
He was in the DEA.
Everybody, cool out.
I don't do drugs.
I just sweat for no freaking reason at all.
And neither should you.
All right, your question. What South American country's name literally means land of silver?
Oh, how about Bolivia?
South African or South American?
South American. Peru. Nope.
Lima.
Argentina.
Yes. Argent means silver.
Yes.
Like Rod Argent.
There you go. Rod
wow.
Silver.
What a pull. Hold your head up there, buddy.
All right, your question.
Hold your head. Okay, go ahead.
All the clocks in the movie Pulp Fiction are stuck on what time?
What, 420?
It is.
It's just that obvious.
I think same for Fight Club.
Really?
I think so.
Just like, how many movies is the clock simply stuck on 420?
It is weird, though, how many times you look at your phone or your watch.
And it's 420.
It is 420 on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. Just like you just notice it more.
Well, I think Monday through Friday, because we're coming out of a break or whatever, so I tend to check my phone, see how much time we have, and I would say 4 out of 5 days a week, it's like, 420, bro. What do you got there, Mike?
I think it's just Pulp Fiction.
Just Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. Did I just make that up?
Yes, you did.
All right.
Oh, Ted's a liar. Cool.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Wow. Dummy! Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Kyle, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Driving home.
All right, Kyle, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Men's Room poll, pick one to have sex to. Will it be Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
It's just
a good, happy song, man.
It really is, man.
Right, let's do it.
I don't even like it, but when I equate it to sex, it puts a smile on my face. Like, okay.
Just undressed and she's got that like Santa lingerie going on, like, all right.
I just think it'd be weird to smile during sex. I mean, I should.
You should try it, Miles.
It's got the word jolly in it.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, your question. Faber College is the setting for what classic comedy movie?
Which college?
Faber.
Faber.
Faber College.
Animal House.
You got it.
One and done. All right, before we let you go, true or false question for you. True or false, Alan Thicke, wrote both the State Farm jingle and the Band-Aid jingle.
False.
Believe it or not, Barry Manilow wrote both the State Farm jingle and the Band-Aid.
What was his other big one? Yeah, one more, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a couple. Mike, can you pull it up? He actually had a few jingles that you would know. You just did not realize it was Barry Manilow. Copacabana.
Stuck on Band-Aid. Uh-huh. But it is like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Include You Deserve a Break Today from McDonald's.
There we go.
Be a Pepper from Dr. Pepper.
All right.
Grab a Bucket of Chicken from KFC.
Grab a Bucket of Chicken.
And he sang.
We need a chicken song, Barry.
And he sang in commercials for Pepsi, Dodge, and Stridex.
That's the, what, zit remover stuff?
Yeah, like those are the pads. I think people used to wipe their faces.
Barry Manilow.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Adam, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Oh, Team Sober.
All right, Adam, welcome to Big Dummy. What tune are you picking to have sex with? Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, got grandma on my mind.
Tell you, man, you got a fast beat on this one.
I like it.
I feel like I could tune this one out the best.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so flat panned.
I don't know if I could.
No?
If I just keep hearing the word grandma, I'm like, Jesus, God, man. Like, we got to make this stop.
Grandma got run over. Grandma got run over.
That's where it's going to skip.
She's not going to think anything else is strange that happens.
You know, that's a good point. If you can get past that, it's all go. All right, Adam, here's your question. What actor played Hawkeye on the TV show MASH?
Oh, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his last name.
Let it flow. Alan.
Thicke.
Alda.
Alan Alda.
I'm pretty sure that's the only actor I can name from that show.
Jamie Farr played Radar?
Jamie Farr. He wasn't Radar. Jamie Farr. He was the guy, the crossdresser.
Yeah.
Klinger.
Klinger.
It's a Klinger? Yeah.
Yeah, Klinger.
Thank you.
I'm Jamie Farr.
You know me as Klinger and nothing else. All right, Adam, your question. What state has the northernmost point in the lower 48 states?
Maine.
Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Oh.
All right, your question. What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
Brother. Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes on Munching Down Under. We're going to try some snacks from Australia.
We are. Hope you're ready.
Coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Now we made it to drinking time.
You know it.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Master Keto! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And I would say that today's shot of the day is definitely listener inspired. As about 10 million emails showed up this morning saying, dude, you've got to toast this. This needs to be the shot of the day. Finally said, fine, I will shoot this. So today we toast a masked thief in Northern Virginia. Now, last Friday night, our honoree broke into an ABC store, alcoholic beverage store, and ransacked several shelves of booze. Now, instead of making off with the bottles, our perp, chose to drink themselves into oblivion at the store. And that is why authorities found our perp face down, passed out drunk, on the bathroom floor there. Well, he was transported to a clinic to sober up, and after a few hours, he was actually let go. The store is not going to press charges, only because the suspect is a raccoon. And I don't know if you've seen the picture of this.
Sprawled out all over the floor.
So they had a video last night on the news, and they're just showing the inside of the store, and there's broken bottles and all that, and it's all booze. They're still not telling you it's a raccoon. So I'm like, man, this guy just take the bottles. Why would you smash it up? Then they got a pan to the bathroom. I cannot explain how drunk this raccoon looks, but man, he is assed out. And at first I thought he was dead. And they're like, no, he was hammered. But yeah, they took him to a vet. They sobered his ass up and sent him back out into the wild.
Nice.
But I was like, my kind of dude. Have you seen it, Ted?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that is awesome. So we pour this booze, oddly enough, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Vitola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.